Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist to billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
And let me give you an example. It was like 2 years ago when I was in a meeting and my son sent me a text and I started getting so angry during this meeting. My heart was like beating out of my chest. And so you're wondering, okay, why Mark, what did he do? Well, normally I'm not on my phone. Like if I'm in a meeting, I put my phone down, I'm giving my full attention, but my phone is going off and off. It's like 30 texts. And I look and my son's like, call me, please call me. He's 17. So I tell the person, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I have to make sure this isn't an emergency. So I pick it up, I just step out for a second, I call him, I'm like, Mo, what's up? I'm in the middle of a meeting. And he's like, oh, Dad, randomly, we're having 9 people over from the football team tonight. Wasn't planned, he didn't say that in the text. We need you to order us pizza. And I even replied, I'm like, okay, I'll be done in like 30 minutes with this meeting, and then I'll be happy to order you guys pizza. And even in my head, I was like, unbelievable. Anyway, that was, and he writes back, fine. And I'm like, I can feel my pulse right now, just like, just sharing this. So I don't respond. I go back into the meeting. I sit down, like we're having the meeting, and I'm trying not to, I'm like, fine. Like I'm listening to the person we're talking. I'm like, that little punk. Like I said yes. I told him I'm gonna order the pizzas. This wasn't even planned. And like I get through the meeting and I'm just like, okay, thank you so much, have an awesome. And I'm like, I'm boiling at this point. I'm like ready to call him and go off. So I call my son and I'm like, I told you I would call you after the meeting. What's your problem? You write me and he's like, Dad, wait. I'm like, what? He's like, I just meant like fine. Like, no, it's cool. And I was like, oh, okay. But can you imagine if you're having conflict or when team members are having conflict, literally just from that, had I not talked to him and just heard from his voice, I just meant fine versus fine. Because then you could start to write something back that has like, well, I hate you or something. And then this person's like, you hate me. But this stuff, like this is real. Like this happens with team members and it leads to serious stuff. And then it starts to affect the individuals we're serving because like they feed off this negative energy. Like that's just one thing right there. Same with emails too. If it starts getting to a point, just pick up the phone, have a quick 5-minute phone call.